Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
The lineup for Groove in the Moo has just been announced. The popular Bunbury Festival is back and brings a huge music lineup starring homegrown talent and international artists. We've got Jet, Alice in Wonderland, the Ryan's Band, DJ sets from the likes of Muramasa and actual Spice Girl Mel C on the decks, plus UK's The Kooks.
Do you want to go to the seaside?
And US sensation Steven Sanchez. Tickets go on sale Feb 6 and the festival gets underway in Bunbury on May 11.
Speaking of festivals, our Festival of the Crab is fast approaching and the headliners have just been announced. Along with our own region's talent, the Potbellies are the main act for Saturday night, followed by an epic fireworks show. And South Coast Rockers Pacific Avenue will headline on Sunday. Crab Fest coming up on March 16 and 17.
How cool does this movie sound? The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, starring Henry Cavill, Henry Golding, Isaac Gonzalez, Carrie Elwes, Hero Fiennes, who's Ralph Fiennes' nephew, Alex Pettifer, and more. And it's based upon recently declassified files of the British War Department, inspired by true events in the action comedy that tells the story of the first ever Special Forces organisation formed during World War II by UK Prime Minister Winston Churchill. This movie looks great and it's in cinemas April 19.
What's the plan?
To neutralise the German U-boats in the North Atlantic.
We both know that I'm not very popular with the administration.
The reason they find you unattractive is the very reason I find you attractive.
If I'm to do this, I'll need my own team. You won't like them. They're all mad.
They'll need to be.
This is an unsanctioned, unauthorized mission. If we fail, England will be condemned to a lifetime under the German boot.
Abort this mission now.
Hello? Can't hear you.
Please do off.
That looks great.
So good.
And for the supernatural lovers out there, this movie is set to terrify you. It's called Tarot. When a group of friends recklessly violate the sacred rule of tarot readings, which is never use somebody else's deck, they unknowingly unleash an unspeakable evil trapped within the cursed cards.
So basically, this is just a grown-up Jumanji.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You'll never look at a pack of tarot cards the same way. Tarot is in cinemas in May.
12 cards in a circle.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, this old deck's kind of strange.
Where did you find them?
It's an unspoken rule not to use somebody else's cards.
Who cares? Who's going first?
Follow my rule to stay out of danger.
Hello?
You're never to deal with a deck of a stranger.
When you take your last breath.
Who's next?
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.